الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. I have written the ayah which is in our dars. And inshallah we are going to attempt it. Brothers and sisters, you will be surprised. Inshallah it will make you very happy when you will be able to figure out. And this is the way we will be studying Quran. You know, when you are studying on your own, you know, you will try to understand the construction of the sentence, what went into the sentence. Only once, you know. And then later on, it will all come to you by yourself. And then when you hear the tilawat, brothers and sisters, or when we recite the verses in our salat, we do not have to stand and analyze. We will know it and you will feel the eloquence and the taste of each and every word. Each and every word in the Quran is like a pearl. It has been selected. It has a significance and meaning. Each and every word. And inshallah you will feel it that way. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Inna came, so our mind says there has to be ism. And there has to be a khabar. Oh, where is the ism? Alladheena. So what is Alladheena? Ismu mausula. Are you with me? Ism mausula, fine. And what is after alladhina kafaru? What is kafaru? Yes, before we say silatul mausul, Sister Manas, we try to analyze it. It is fi'l madi. Mabniun ala dhamma. You see, when it is hum, then it is mabniun ala dhamma. For example, what is the root of it? Kafara. He disbelieved. Kafara, he disbelieved. Okay? Or he was ungrateful. He disbelieved. Kafara, kafara, kafaru. So this is your hum. Kafaru. Okay? And then, brothers and sisters, there is the fire. Wow. So now, together, it is a jumla fi'liya. It is jumla fi'liya. Now we can say, a jumlatul fi'liyatu silatul mausul. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, what is this waw? Harfu atfin. Now, this is your harfu atfin. And then what is ma'atu? Imautufun ala kafaru. Same ma'atu. Hum. Ma'ata. Mata, matu. Masha'Allah. Now I have deliberately underlined with red, because this is what we are supposed to know. Is there a vowel hal and a jumla halia? Yes. Now this vowel is vowel hal. And what is hum? Muftada. And where is the khabar? Kuffar. Now kuffarun is the jama of kafir. Can you feel the wazan of it? Tullabun, tujjarun. It is on the same pattern. Kuffarun, plural, right? So kuffarun is your khabar for hum. Now together, what is it? Al-jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahali nasbin hal. Fi mahali nasbin hal. Now this jumla haliya came, mashallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now comes ulaika. I deliberately wrote it in a style that it will become easy for you to figure out. I wrote here ulaika. What is ulaika? Mubtada. Fine. Where is the khabar? I deliberately wrote it separate. Sister Rahima, where is the khabar? No, no. This is a new sentence. This is mubtada. This is another jumla ismiya. Remember I told you someone, dabbe mein dabba, uske andar dabba. You know, there is a box, inside there is a box, and inside there is a box. So, brothers and sisters, alayhim jar majroor shibbu jumla khabar mukaddam. And there is mubtada. Lanatu. Lanatullahi. Lanatu is mubtada. Wahua mudaf. And then Allahi mudafilehi. And then waw. What is this waw? Atfin. And what is al malaikati? Mautufun ala Allah. And then again waw came. And nas. Mautufun ala Allah. Are you with me, brother and sister? And then what is ajma'in? Tawqeed. Just like kullihim. Are you with me? Tawqeed. All of them. So, brothers and sisters, so now, this is your jar majrur. This is your khabar. And this is your mubtada. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Plus it is mudaf. And this is mudaf ilahi. And then what is this? Mautufun ala. Mautufun ala la'anatu. This is again harfu atfin. This is also harfu atfin. Okay, and what is this nasu, brother? Again? Ma tufun ala. Huh? What is this, brother? A tawqeed. Huh? Fine. So, this is mubtada for? Are you with me? This is mubtada for? Which khabar? Alayhim. Now this is, all of it, is khabar for? Are you with me, brothers? See how beautiful it is. Okay. Now tell me, we still could not find the khabar for inna. Where is the khabar for inna? The whole jumla. The whole jumla is coming as a khabar inna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? See how beautiful it is. Did you get it, Sister Sukhaina? Sister Abir? You didn't get it? Inshallah, I'll explain one more time. Sister, did you get it? Sumayya? Sister Maimuna? Okay. Let me explain again. Sister Maimuna? See, you will get a sentences which are a bit of complex sentences, but they are very easy. I always say, the more the complex it becomes, the more interesting it becomes, because you enjoy analyzing it. Inna alladhina, fine. What is inna? Harfu tawqid wa nasbin. Inna alladhina, what is inna? Harfu tawqid wa nasbin. What is alladhina? Ismu inna mansubun. Sahih? It is ismu inna mansubun. What is alladhina, brother? Sila. No. Ismul mausul. It is ismul mausul. Okay, brother and sisters? Remember, brother and sisters, alladhina is also mabni. Okay? So we will say it is mansub because it is ismu inna. Fine. And then if ismul mausula will come, there will be a silatul mausul. There has to be a silatul mausul. So where is our silatul mausul? It should be after al-lazina. What is after al-lazina? A jumla failure. Kafaru is a jumla failure. Why do I say jumla failure? Because it has got fi'l and fa'il. What is the meaning of kafaru? They disbelieved. And died. Matu. And they died. Okay, fine. So this kafaru is your silatul mausul. Fine. Wahum kufaru. Now this wahum kufaru is a jumla, but it is a hal. In what state? What condition they died? In the condition of kufr. Disbelief. Are you with me? They died. First they disbelieved, and then they died. And when they died, they were in the state of disbelief. Okay. So, what about them? Ulaika. Okay. That is our mubtada. Okay. And then, alayhim la'anatullahi. Another sentence. You know. But it is connected with him. Because alayhim goes to ulaika. Alayhim la'anatullahi. Only try to analyze this. Alayhim la'anatullahi is another jumla ismiya. Alayhim jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Where is mubtada for alayhim? La'anatu. Wa huwa mudaf, mudafili. And then malaikati is mautuf. And nasi mautuf. And ajmain is a tawqid. Fine, brother and sister. But where is the khabar for ulaika? Jumla ismiya. That is your khabar for ulaika. Got the idea? This is your khabar for ulaika. Remember, khabar can be of five kinds. One word, mufrad, it is always marfu. Then shibu jumla khabar, jar majrur, and zarf, shibu jumla. And then it can have khabar as a jumla failure, and it can have a khabar as jumla ismiya. So here the khabar is jumla ismiya for ulaik. And also, now we have to find the khabar for inna. So even for inna, the khabar is jumla ismiya. Are you with me? So you can say ulaika dot 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 al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli rafa'in khabar inna. How will you translate? Plain, simple translation. Truly, those who disbelieve and die while they are in the state of disbelief. They, on them, they, those, you can say those, on them there is a curse of Allah and Malaika and mankind, ajma'in. All of them, there is a curse on them who die in disbelief, not believing in Allah and not believing in Yawmul Qiyamah. Not believing, when you believe in Yawmul Qiyamah, you believe in resurrection. It's part of it. Yes, Sally. Kuffar. Yes. Yes.
How is that?
Okay. Hal is always mansub. Remember? Hal is always mansub. Zahabtu ila al-masjidi mubakkiran. Mubakkiran. Translation? I went to the masjid early. Okay, or mutakhiran. I went to the masjid late. Fine. So here, waw is wawul hal, and then hum is mubtada. Are you with me? I'm talking about hum kuffaru. And what is kuffarun? Khabar for hum. And together, this sentence is al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli nasbin hal. And then we come to ulaika. And we try to analyze ulaika. Well, even if you get about 70%, alhamdulillah. Because this is our first attempt to do a detailed analysis. But inshallah, we'll be doing it more often. And you will get stronger and stronger, inshallah. No. No. Because kafara is also intransitive. Matu is intransitive. He died. Khalas. Okay. He disbelieved. Okay. Now, there could be disbelief in something. Okay. But there is no direct maful here. Okay. There is no direct maful here. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now again, I must remind you, brothers and sisters, every lesson of book 3, there will be new concepts to learn. Every lesson of book 3 will have new concepts to learn. Try to understand as much as you can. And do not be despaired or distressed if you do not understand each and every concept. Try to understand as much as you can. Because then when you will revise, inshallah, on your own, you will understand, inshallah. And when inshallah will give you the DVDs, you will be able to revise and understand. So just try to understand as much as you can, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, brother, when I understood this fully, I was so excited that this is the way the Quran now appears to me, that I can understand each and every word. Brothers and sisters, I was just talking to some people, and I happened to say these things, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed all the prophets with miracle. They performed miracles with His permission. To Musa alayhi salam, He gave the stick, which He took to Fir'aun, and when he threw on the ground, it turned into snake. And when he was pursued by Fir'aun and there was a sea in front of him. He struck the sea with his stick and it parted. When they were in desert and there was nothing to drink, he struck the earth with his stick and the springs came out. So those were the miracles of Musa alayhi salam. But those miracles were for that particular time and particular people. Where is the stick of Musa alayhi salam? It's gone. That miracle was for that particular time and for those particular people. And then same way, Isa alayhi salam performed miracles with the permission of Allah. And that is that he gave life to a dead person. He gave sight to the blind person. Again, that miracle was for that particular time and for that particular home, nation. Fine. Now comes our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every prophet got a miracle. What about our Prophet? Our Prophet, alhamdulillah, received the greatest miracle of all time. And what is that greatest miracle? It is the Quran. It is a perpetual, everlasting miracle. This miracle will last till the end of time. As long as human beings are on this planet, Quran will remain miracle. That is the extraordinary beauty of Quran. The ultimate miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was given to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, when you touch it, you examine it, you verify it, you study it, and it is the miracle. It was miracle 1400 years ago, it is miracle now, because everything in that is consistent, applicable, and it is a shifa, not for your physical ailment, for your spiritual ailment, for your heart, brother and sister. There is a shifa there. It is a source of happiness. But you have to be muttaqi. You have to be a God-fearing to feel the miracle and receive the guidance from. Because alif lam mim, zalikal kitabu, la raiba fihi. Hudallil muttaqin. This is guidance for the muttaqin. And who are they? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. No, these are the characteristics of the muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Number one. Wa yuqimuna salata. Number two. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfikuna. Number three. Number four. Alladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka. And then next one, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ يُكِنُونَ. Now these are the characteristics of the muttaqin. He believes in all these things. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى الْحُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Only they are who receive the guidance from Allah. And only they are who will be successful, brother. Okay? So this is the miracle. And you cannot feel that miracle unless you know the language, brothers and sisters. The miracle of the Quran is in the message, which is perpetual, doesn't get old, like a newspaper or a magazine. You want to read a newspaper 1 week old? No, no, no. That is not applicable. You want to read a magazine 1 month old? No, no, no. But you take a Quran, it is 1400 years old, but it is still fresh. It is still applicable to me. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the miracle of the Quran. And the other miracle is the language. Nobody has produced anything equal to Quran. And nobody will ever produce. That is a challenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is, you know what? We will feel it once we know the language of it, inshallah. So try to understand as much as you can. Sometimes I feel like telling you all these things. I hope I don't bore you. But these are very important things. These are very important things, brother. and sisters. Quran is our shield. Quran is our source of happiness, inshallah. Yes, Sister Madina. Yes. No. No, no, no. See, lanatu is marfu. Are you with me? What is malaikati? Majrur. Are you with me, Sister Madina? Malaikati cannot be mautufun ala lanatu. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. See, I can make mistakes. I'm a human being. She is very sharp. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Brother, please make correction. Mautufun ala Allahi. Mautufun ala Allahi. Jazakallah, Sister Madina. May Allah bless you. With more knowledge and all of us, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we move forward now. Al-Mudarris, Aina Wawil Hal fi hadhihi al-ayah. Ubaidullah fi qawlihi ta'ala wa hum kuffarun. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Al-Mudarris, page number 22, brothers and sisters, page 22. Al-Mudarris, Asanta. You did very well. Bakiya salasu dakaik. Fahal min su'alin. Brother, what is this? Hal min su'alin. Hal is a harfu istifam. Min is harfu jar. Su'alin is ism majrur. What kind of a sentence is this? If it is jumla ismiya, where is mubtada and where is the khabar? Okay, so here it is, brothers and sisters, that when you have a sentence like that, the meaning of this sentence is hal indaka su'alun. Are you with me? So indaka is your khabar, ma'zuf, and su'alun, okay, brothers and sisters, has been made majrur by min za'ida. So you can say, we can say, majrurun lafzan, marfu'un mahlan. Are you with me? Marfu'un mahlan. Remember we studied in the key, in our last session? Naam ladayya su'alun. Brother, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Where is our mubtada? Su'alun. Where is our khabar? Lada, lada only. Zarf, shibu jumla khabar. And is there a mudafili after lada? Ya mutakalam is your mudafili. Got the idea, mashallah. Ma ma'ana al hurum fi qawli ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqtulu sayda wa antum. Okay, brothers and sisters, again, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. See, amanu, alladhina has come. What is amanu? Fi'l and fa'il. Jumla, fi'liya, silatul mausul. This is the way you will always be watching. And do not, who you believe, or who profess that they believe, do not kill the animals. It means you do not hunt the animals when you are in the state of Ihram. So what kind of a vow is this? Vowul Haliya. And what is Antum? Murtada. Where is the khabar? Urumun. So together it is Al-Jumlatul Ismiyatu Fi Mahalli Nasbin Hal. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ma'naha muhrimuna. What is the meaning, brother and sister? Ma'naha muhrimuna. What kind of a noun is this? Mu has come, brother. Jam. It is Jama Mudhakar Salim. Now we try to go deeper into it. Ism Fa'il, not Maful. So says Sukhaina, when you see a Kasra there, that is the sign that it is Ism Fa'il. Oh, what is the verb? No, Sister Rahima, there is no Shadda here. Ahrama, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Ahrama, yuhrimu. Are you with me? Form 4. Bab, if'al. Are you with me? Bab, if'al. Ahrama, yuhrimu, muhrimun. And then it became muhrimuna. Fine, brothers and sisters. Mufradha, haramun. That is to say, I means that is to say, muhrimun. See, it is singular now. Muhrimun. And muhrimun is ism fa'il from ahrama yuhrimun. Very good, brothers and sisters. Muawiyah, jazakallahu khairan. Yarinul jaras, the bell rings. Okay, brothers and sisters, I always laugh. You know, you'll see in these lessons, when Dr. Abdul Rahim is trying to teach us some new grammar rule, at the end of the last sentence in the dars, he will leave his trademark. He won't give up. He will leave his trademark even till the last sentence. Are you with me? What did I say? You understood, brother? He will always, at the end of it, also bring the same rule that he was trying to teach us in the beginning of it. What is the rule he's trying to teach us in this lesson? Wawul Hal and Jumla Haliya. He taught us that. Now this is the last sentence. And he will leave that trademark here in the last sentence. You know, what is the trademark, brothers and sisters? Yarinul Jaras. وَيَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ وَهُوَ you know وَهُوَ يَكُولُ سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How he is living? In the state of saying سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Got the idea? So brothers and sisters, يَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ. Fine, fiel file. وَهُوَ يَكُولُ. What is this wow? Wawul Hal. Okay. Huwa Muftada. Where is the khabar? Jumla failure. Fiel and file. And Assalamu alaikum is makula. Means it is what he said. Makulun, you can say. Fine, brothers and sisters. So I always have a little bit of smile when I read this. So Huwa Yakulu is your Wawul Hal and Jumla Haliya. So even in the last sentence, he still gave us his, explanation that this is what you have been studying. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. Now, as I said, this is the trademark of Dr. Abdul Rahim. So in other lessons, you will be watching for it, inshallah. Ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Aina ra'a faisalun hamidan. Brothers and sisters, if you will try to read it, you will be able to answer it with ease, you know. Ra'ahu, he saw him. Wahuwa yadkhulu hamam. So again, we are using Wawul Hal, okay. Aina zahaba hamzatu? Zahaba ilal mahjai. There is no hal in this. Mata kharajat tullabu min Makkah. وَمَتَى وَسَلُوا مَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلُؤُ وَوَسَلُوا مَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ وَالنَّاسُ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِي بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الظُّهْرِ. Inshallah, you'll be able to write it. Please do write it. Make an attempt to write it. Because writing will make you strong. Ma mana al-hurum. Okay, sorry, I forgot. من الذي قرأ حديث هو معاوية. Fine. ما معنى حروم؟ Fine brother, you can write it. معنى الحروم المحرمون مفردها حرامون أي محرمون. Fine. تأمل brother, now we can understand this word. In the beginning we did not understand and we did not try. We just took the meaning, but now we are in a position to understand. What is this, brother? The ammal. What kind of a verb is this?
Form 5.
Form 5, mashallah. Bab tabassum, tafa'ulum. 5. Brothers and sisters, the verb is ta'ammala yata'ammalu, means to ponder. Fine. What is ta'ammal? Amar. What is the meaning of it? Ponder. Think over it. So ta'ammal is fi'lu amrin mabniun ala sukun. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir taqdiruhu anta. Fine. Ta'ammal. Al-amsilata mafulun bihi. الآتيات نات لباب الحال. Fine, brother and sister. You just have to ponder. But I would rather even write it if I get a time. تأمل وقرأ. Okay, write it if you get a time, brothers and sisters. حججت وأنا صغير. What is the meaning of it, brothers and sisters? I went to Hajj when I was young. So brother, hajashtu fi'l fa'il. What is this waw? Wawul hal. And then ana mubtada saghirun khabar al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahli nasbin hal. Now you can analyze it because all the sentences are more or less similar. Dakhaltul masjida wan nasu yakhrujuna minhu. Okay, brother and sister, same vowel hal. No, just now translate, brother and sisters.
I entered
the masjid when the people were coming out of it. It means I was late. Okay, fine. Number 3, matar rajulu wa huwa naimun. Translation, the man died while he was sleeping. Okay, again, vowel hal, huwa مبتدا نائمون خبر جملة اسمية في محل نصب حال. Fine brother. عاش جدي أكثر من 100 عاما. Only translate this brother. عاش is to live. عاش يعيش. My grandfather lived more than 100 years. MashaAllah. More than 100 years. Fine brothers and sisters. Where is the file of Asha? Jaddu. Jaddu. Okay. We will say Jaddi. Failun marfuun. Wa alamatu rafihi. Dammatul muqaddara. Alama. Qabl ya'i mutakallam. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now. Wa mata wa ana saghirun. And he died. And he died. So that is harfu atfin. And then the next waw is wawul hal. And mubtada khabar. Fine. Brothers and sisters. This is a very nice sentence, brother. Beautiful sentence. What is it? Talabtul ilma. I sought knowledge. Talabtul ilma. When did I think of getting more knowledge? وأنا متزوج while I was married, you know, I was not young, I was married, and I sought ilm. Brother, متزوج, what kind of a noun is this? Mu has come. Form 5, yeah. Form 5. What is it, sister? What is the verb? Tazawwaja, to get married. Tazawwaja. Are you with me? This is the verb. Tazawwaja. Yatazawwaju. And make it ism maful. Mutazawijun. Ism fa'il. Did I say maful? I beg your pardon. What is the ism fa'il? Mutazawijun. There is no ism maful in this because it is not transitive. Mutazawijun is your ismu fa'il. From, make it into mudariya. Yatazawajun. Yatazawajun. Remember, in form 5 and form 6, it's always fata, fata, fata. The kasra only comes when you are making ism fa'il. That's the time kasra will come. Okay, brothers and sisters? Fine. La taqra saifata wa anta tamshi fi sharia. Meaning, brothers and sisters, don't read the newspaper while you are walking on the street. Okay, fine. Qala ta'ala la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. That's the idea, brother. Do not approach the salat if you are in the state of intoxication. If you are intoxicated, do not approach the salat. Brothers and sisters, waw is wawul hal, antum, muftada, sukara, khabar. Are you with me? Inshallah. Mayyiz. What is mayyiz? Amar. What is madi? Mayyaza. You mayyizu. Mayyiz. Specify or determine. Determine vowel atf min al vowel ha fi jumla al-atiya da khattan wahidan tahta vowel atf wa khattaini tahta vowel ha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Kharaja al-mudarisu min al-fasli wa dhahaba ila maktab al-mudir. What kind of vowel is this? Wow, atfil. Put one line, brother and sister. Dakhaltu alal mudir. I entered the room of the mudir. It means I entered the office of the mudir. Wa huwa yaktubu. So what kind of wow is this? Wow al-hal. Huwa muftada yaktubu. Jumla filia. Khabar. Khabar. Fine. Page 24, brother and sisters. دخل حامد ومعاوية والحسن الفصل. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What kind of vowel is this? Vowel atf. Okay. والمدرس يشرح الدرس. Got that? See, now you are able to identify it. Isn't it nice, brothers and sisters? Ja'ani waladu. Translation, brothers and sisters. No, I missed one. A'arifu. I know. Know what? Lugataini, inglesiata, wa franciata. So what is this wa? Atf. Atf. Yeah, mashallah. Wa'ul atfin. Ja'ani waladu. Translation. Boy came to me. Wahuwa yabki. In what condition? While he was crying. So waw ataf. I beg your pardon. Wawul hal. This is wawul hal. And where is the jumla halia? Huwa mubtada yabki. What is yabki? Fi'lun mudariun marfun bi dammatil muqaddara. Fa'il mustatir takdiru huwa. And al jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahli rafa'in khabar. And then al-jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahali nasbin. Now if I told you these things in book 1, brothers and sisters, you would have said, where is the door? I want to go out. But not now. Now you are ready to enjoy it and savor the beautiful, grammatical expressions in the language, inshallah. And those who are still slow, my brotherly advices, brother, don't worry, it will come. It has to come. By the end of the course, You will all be fluent, inshallah. And we will try to provide you some more tools, inshallah, to get stronger in expressing the grammatical terms, inshallah. I'm working on it, brothers and sisters. وَرَجَعَ, what is the meaning of a رَجَعَ? And he returned. وَهُوَ يَدْحَكُ, while he was laughing. He came crying, but he went away laughing. MashaAllah. He returned laughing. دَخَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ الْمَسْجِدَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَ. Okay, brother? So, دَخَلَ فِيَلْ Ismail file, al masjida mafulun bihi, waul hal, imam mubtada, yakrau fil mudaria, marfu bi damma, file mustatir, takdiruhu huwa yadullu ala imam, and what is al fatiha? Mafulun bihi. So you will say al jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahali. Rafain khabar for mubtada imam, and then the whole sentence al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli nasbin ha. Clear, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Ayin now ikulli wawin mimma warada fi jumlatil atiyati. Warada is warada yaridu. Mentioned. Okay, brothers and sisters? Wallahi! What kind of waw is this? Waw al-Qasam, mashallah. Ma ghibtu yawman. Translation, brother?
By Allah, I was not absent.
I did not remain absent for even a single day.